Hi, beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you all. Thank you for joining me today. such a thrill and such an honor. The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day we're enjoying. I cherish because it's so unique to us, and it's so divine. Each and every day we get to be whatever we want to be. And it is my great honor, privilege. Thank you for having so much faith in me. Thank you, BBS Radio. Working so hard for everyone. It's amazing. Thank you, Asha. Thank you, Kristen, Christopher, Ronnie, and the mermaid. Thank you so much. I'm going to go over a few things today that'll progress us in a way that I feel will be a really big dent in many of the things you've taught me. And it's working really well that you all keep calling in, renewing your subscription, keeping your, giving me some form of identity, a phone number, need phone numbers. And I'll show you a couple suggestions I have for us today that will make a big dent, at least in North America, to solve a couple problems. I was, when I originally started these radio shows, I sat down with Max Steele, Special Forces, United States military, and they pulled my implants out so quick. I didn't, you've heard me say it before, I didn't really have the transition time to go through like what you're calling an awakening process. It was just overnight. And so it was very shocking. And so I know a lot of you are starting to get to, for lack of a better term, my level of seeing the truth and everything. And it's tough. I know it's tough. I talk to all of you week in and week out. I know you're starting to see the richness of where we're at. I mean, it's tough information to realize that your emotional body and your personality was engineered. You do have a personality, don't get me wrong, but when you see how well they attached it to emotions, it's pretty tricky. That's tough information, let alone the reality you're in is run by aliens. Anyway, I sat down with Max Steele several times. We had such a beautiful relationship. We always have beautiful relationships wherever we go in the universe. And I get the implants out and I go, now what is it I could do? So now that I see how big the propaganda game is against me, and I'm really this guy, where would I start? Okay, so first of all, the deck is stacked against me to explain how light beings come into physicality. And that everybody is a light being. And by the way, trashing religion is probably not the healthiest career move, because somehow those people end up terminated. But he loves you. Anyway, I'm not going to confess anything to anybody, and that's that. And I hope you guys don't either. But when I was talking to Max, we said we got people praying to candles with a figure on the candle. We have all of Mexico praying to this guy and this Buddha thing. I've told the story many times. Buddha was frozen in concrete and by an alien group. And the reason they froze him there is to make a witness to what their powers were. So when you get out of line, you get frozen in concrete. Now, what really happened is they kill me and I just come right back anyway. So that's the capability you have too. All of you have the same capability. Maybe you don't remember it because they wipe our minds pretty healthy when we jump into another body. But anyway, when I'm talking to Max Steele, I go, so where am I going to start with this? Looks like everyone here has a story that's a lot different than ours, and said, you know, you just got to start somewhere. It doesn't really matter. And so today, and through the PRQ teams, I feel I have a really good salutation for what I just said, and that is What if I could get everyone in North America and other countries their homestead rights back? And so I've worked really hard on this over the years. And so I am quite clear that if I can get every American citizen their 160 acres back, I'm going to standardize it and I'm going to make it happen with your help. And so proofing it is what has been my greatest passion. And I just been waiting and waiting for people to jump on board saying this is the right thing to do. Then I'll tell you why. If you have a place to live where you're never taxed again, you don't have to worry about power bills, you don't have to worry about water, and you don't pay rent, and by the way, you don't have to have a mailbox, and you grow your own food, tell me, what is your life about now? Well, what is it you do day in and day out? The only thing missing is love and affection. That's it. That's all you would do is you'd raise your animals, you'd grow your food, you'd have water. So what we've been doing throughout this process is we've been asking you guys to sign up. Thank you very, very, very much, so that we can communicate with you. As we have learned what the issues are in North America, and from your point of view, from your eyes, from your heart, and doing our best to find solutions while concurrently taking your projects and advancing them all the time as best we can in ways that you may never know. And we don't want accolades and we don't want a t-shirt, but we're always working for you. In one way or another, we're always working for you. And so keep the projects coming, keep communications coming. There's many people that I asked TASS last several weeks, if you could please get ready to respond to me next week. And I want you to respond in a way that I ask you next week. Forgive me for being a little flippant, but I want to make sure I don't challenge BBS's technology system there. But all the people I asked to do a couple action items, I'm going to want you to respond to me next weekend. Thank you so much. And I'll give you direction on how to do that. What we've done regarding the land patenting process, homestead laws that are still very, very intact in the United States of America, in which I plan to distribute around the world in one way, shape, or form. What we've done is we've standardized the land patenting process. We've used tested a couple different methodologies. If the webpage NARLO is rural. Hopefully, I don't bludgeon this. I don't have the screen up, but a rural land ownership webpage, NARLO's, that model has been very successful for us. And what we did is we put a property in foreclosure 7 times. And we also made a sheriff, a very large county in America, a sheriff aware that he's going to go to prison if he doesn't uphold his oath for the United States Constitution. And we've done it very successfully in mercantile courts. And I feel we're ready to proof it and standardize it so everyone can do this. And the way that I suggest we do it, suggesting, not telling, any comments are much appreciated, is all of you who signed up for BBS Radio, I would ask that you be a participant in one way, shape, or form, so all Americans can be free and have their own land. And we'll show the world how to do it and do it right. With that, it's my suggestion that for every area we re-title correctly, re-homestead, all of you take a homestead, 160 acres. Geography, you you would appreciate. But everyone deserves the 160 acres. We were promised when we were birthed at the dock as United States citizens. And we would want your help in that you would represent that homestead, own it, turnkey it, and we would also suggest that we have someone who wants to take the ball for us. So this would be a company that's run exclusively for teaching people how to homestead, managing, administrating, and making sure they're successful. And by the way, help them defend themselves at a Bobby Kennedy level down the road. So I'm very proud of that. Yeah, I'd like to take some calls today, Don, if you're willing. If you guys are BBS Radio, if you guys are willing to take calls, I will take some calls today. Forgive me, I forgot to mention that. Anyway, that for me is going to is what I'm really excited about doing, is to watch someone take a land patenting company. We're going to give you all the tools, and we're going to do it with grace. Great class. No noise. We're just going to do it with great love for each and every person, educating the world that we all deserve a place to live on a planet that we were born to. And that's that. And so we've got it down to four steps. And I'm ready to publish it right now. With the rest of the PRQ team, I'm going to make them savvy. We're training, so to speak, right now, testing out, and we're going to do probably two more properties, and we're going to do a property that's owned by a really bad dude. That's what I want next. Is let's go after somebody who's cooked the books, all right? And I'll explain cooking the books. If you look at in the United States of America, if you look at the competition against sovereignty, it was that first colony of 13, arguably 13 states on the East Coast of America. Well, that was the bad guy saying, hey, you need to have counties, you need to have cities, you need to have municipalities, you need to have, that was just the beginning of it. Obviously it's very crude then. And all for what you're seeing in America today. You have 50 states, you have multiple counties in each state, you have local government. If you look at some of the greatest scumbags ever managing humans, that would probably be Snohomish County in Washington State. They have prisons, they have laws that they've created for themselves. So that is really the tyranny you're experiencing in North America, is the micro governments. The goal was for each state to be its own country. You see what they did to Europe. You can see the model there, and that's to keep segregation. So when you adopt federal laws, they don't have, they never made states. They made territories. They explained a territory, described a territory, but they didn't. This is all constructed. Your local government's constructed. Didn't say there's possibilities and potential with local government. I'm saying it's designed and engineered so you can't have any control of it anyway. So for me, local government, we need to be involved in by shutting it down, unless people are actually going to work for us. Well, what's the point of the exercise? It's just a game. The way it was designed and engineered was to take your land from you. That's what local government is for at a county level, and pretend to be of service to you. The pensions go up, your taxes go up. The volume of people retiring, the more money you have to pay them. And by the way, if you don't pay, we're going to take your land from you. If you can't see it for yourself, let me know. Local government is designed to keep you an indentured slave. Because you didn't pay your taxes, you're gone, by the way. How come your taxes keep going up? I guess you never really own your land. And so what these bad guys did many hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they understood that you could dupe the herd, that's us, into understanding they have a great job administrating each other. So anybody that works at a county level is doing great job, good people managing you, making sure you get roads, make sure you get teachers, make sure you get firemen. Excuse me. But why is it that we have to pay them when they get retired? Why are we fiduciaries to the system? These are questions, not statements. I really don't understand how we don't see the game is rigged here in taxation in regards to land ownership. No more land taxes. It doesn't work. You don't have a say in it. By the way, there's lots of water in California. Tremendous amount of water in California and the planet. So anybody that lives in California and Bakersfield area, trust me, there's lots of water. I don't know. Maybe I should keep trash talking religion. It's always been healthy. Anyway, having fun today. The reason I'm really heavy-handed on this is it's the one item that I feel can solve a lot of problems around the world. A place to live rent-free is my goal. We've got it down to 4 steps, very clean. I'll read them to you real quick. And I'm going to publish them. I'm probably going to publish. Thanks, man. And so step 1, notice of acknowledgement, deliver and acceptance of deed. Once you recognize, so if this work is really, really, really granular and dryness, I should say. It's not always fun for all of us creative people. But once you can get a proper description of the homestead at your local Bureau of Land Management, you are golden. You now will start educating yourself in what a delivery and acceptance of deed is. So all we're saying is you deserve the right to get your homestead, get your name on it, and then take deed. And only you can say what the deed is and what the description is. And I want everyone to start there if they want to educate themselves. And so we can move through this and we'll do a PowerPoint presentation and we'll present it correctly. But start teaching yourself, if you're interested, what a delivery and acceptance of a deed is at a federal level. Just start there and get savvy at it. And I'll do the next step next week to give you enough time to understand those terms. And the PowerPoint will basically give you everything turnkey eventually to do it for yourself. But if you don't feel confident, that's my call out today. I would request that people who have a legal background in North America or otherwise, to be a potential candidate that we hand this over to and or help administrate us as we move forward and get us millions and millions and millions of people homesteaded. That would be an incredible, incredible achievement for PRQ and the world in my eyes. And I can't wait to see who shows up. I just can't wait. It'll be very, very fun. And our children will really appreciate how brave we were. And again, we'll do it with class, grace, great grace. And we'll do it nice and quiet for our own integrity, intentions, love for each and other, all of ours. Thank you so much for listening to me. Looks like we have some callers, so I better take some callers. Where are some callers? Let's see. Let's see, what are fluffy trees? The best Mr. Ross sound. Fluffy trees, fluffy trees. Okay, let's see who we got here. June from Michigan on line 2, I believe. I'm not sure if I got the line right. Questions, songs in her mind after going to bed with questions. Ah, hi, June. What do you got?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous, so
Are you?
I had to write. Yes.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous too.
Okay. So,
hey, how about this?
After?
How about this?
Okay.
How about this? How about this? Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you too. Very much so.
So tell me, what is your question?
Okay. So after the last, I want to tell you, after the last PRT show, I had to call my friend Donna and tell her what I experienced. And although I've told her about your shows before, she hasn't listened. So this time made a huge impact on her. And now she's tuning in. I know she's listening. Can I tell you about this? And it involves my waking up to some. Can I tell you about this?
Please, let's hear it.
Okay. So before I go to bed at night, I turn off the Wi-Fi, say some commands, express my gratitude, and thank my spirit, congregation, for what I've experienced. Okay. About a month, maybe it was a little later, maybe it was a little longer than that, I don't know. This one song came to my mind that I haven't heard in a long, long time. And I was wondering if you were going to mention it on the air, because you've done that before. But you didn't this time, okay? About 2 weeks ago, I woke up to a line of that song that I was singing that I hadn't heard in a long time. And it was, "I'm looking out for the two of us." So that night before sleep, I asked my spirit, "What is this about?" And I woke up to another phrase of that song, which I realized comes from me. And it was, "I was inside looking outside over the millions of faces, but still I'm alone. Waiting, hours of waiting. I could feel the tension. I was longing for home." So I debated whether to call in last week, because although you said call back the previous week, I didn't know if you were just being nice or you really meant it. So Friday before bed, I asked my spirit, what should I do? Do I call in and talk or not? When I woke up Saturday morning, I was singing another part of the same song with my own words that came from my heart, which is, "It is my destiny. It is what I need to do. My heart is telling me, and so now I'm telling you." So I called in, and while Rob from Toronto was talking to you, I had this profound, loving presence come to me, which I believe was you on my right side, and I was so touched. Wow. So, you know, as a figure skater, when I skate to the music, I'm striving to become the music, where my choreography expresses how the music makes me feel. To describe that loving presence from UQ that I felt was like hearing a certain piece of music from the movie Somewhere in Time, a symphonic piece. That music is Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme from Paganini, Variation 18, which starts right at the second phrase when a symphony orchestra chimes in, is a piece that describes how I felt when you came to me. So after the show, I told my friend Donna about this, and when I told her that song, I could tell she was just in shock, and she said that she was amazed and inspired. You see, what I didn't realize was that was her favorite song, Long, Long Way From Home, by Foreigner. So Thursday night, I once again asked my spirit, so is this really cue that someone that came to me, or have I misinterpreted it? Another song came to me that I woke Friday morning. That song is I Hear a Symphony by Cody Fry. And the lyrics of verse 3 are true to my heart, which I would say to you, which I say to you, goes like this. I used to hear a simple song that was until you came along. You took my broken melody, and now I hear a symphony. So anyway, all I can say is that I'm so grateful to you, Q. I love you so much. And yet the impact felt by your love so great for me and apparently has inspired my friend too. I wish I could give you a big hug. I want everything to
look for you. And I'm a long, long way from home. Yeah. Well, well, well. Thank you, thank you. I couldn't ask for a better better return on my investment. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This is a privilege and an honor to hear these words, and it is why I do all the singing, because I know I'm going to get through 70 years, 70 plus years. Mm-hmm. We've been just coming through all these musicians, all of you, all of us have, and that's how we're doing it, is we're giving you all the cliff notes, we're giving you all the hints through the music, and I couldn't do this without you all making a universe for us. It's how it works. It's amazing to see. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now that you see how big the game is, how are you doing with your personal advancement? Do you find some days it's a little overwhelming, or how are things going as you see the bigger picture all the time?
Well, you see, the thing is I've been at this longer than you were here, believe it or not. Well, you just kind of put it all together, okay? And, I mean, I've seen light come out of me. I've experienced it. And, you know, I just knew it, but I didn't. I knew it, but I didn't know it, you know, and I don't know. It's some people, like I remember when you were singing, when I told you that, you know, I would be talking or singing, you know, Stephanie, I telling her about, like, how we were talking about animals one day, and she was talking about, like, from the ocean, the dolphins, like, and I told her, I said, well, I don't know what it's like to be another animal, but if I was, I would be an eagle, because I had told her that I had skated a long time ago when I was a kid to the music Eagle and the Hawk by John Denver. And then you go ahead and talk about John Denver, and you talk about Fly Like an Eagle. See what I mean? So, yeah.
Hey, maybe we're all related. Is there a chance of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? All right.
Yeah. So.
I got a few more people calling in. I could talk to you all day. We'll get me out in the fold eventually. I have to lose a couple pounds first, but I'll be out in the fold soon.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay, Q. Thank you so much.
My great love to you.
All right, bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. I'm going to get on to Annette and Tom here in a minute, but I've been asking children this last week, some real, you know, I'll go around and I'll find some children, and it sounds weird, Q. Okay, no. Don't go finding children like the nefarious evil banking people, but that was low blow, Q. You're supposed to be all righteous. I'm asking children, what is money? And various ages. So I like to work at about a 13, 12, 11, 10. And most of our DNA starts, you can't really standardize it, but this version of humans, you start losing, the DNA has is retarded, the restriction of the spirit consciousness about the age of, really starts cranking up about the age of 9 for most North Americans. It's different for maybe an African race or an Asian race. It's different if you're a pure race and you don't have a bunch of blending. That's why the elite they breed within their bloodline is they know how it works, and they know that they can pop out of it, live longer, and that's why they don't procreate with outside their bloodline, is because they know that generation, generation, generation later, they're going to be way farther ahead than people who aren't aware of this information. Anyway, so I asked the children, I try and get children to talk to me that aren't, let's say, hit by that engineering. So that DNA engineering retards itself somewhere around, depending on your atmosphere, maybe your biosphere, wherever you're living. Maybe you lived in nature your entire life. That's not exclusive, and I don't want us to standardize on that. But for the most part, kids start getting more of that emotional ego processing plant installed. At least that's the way it's engineered. I'm not saying it happens for everyone this way. But by the time they're 10 years old, they're going to lose more of their capability of just working with their consciousness. So you're going to quit playing with fairies somewhere around 4, 5, 6, because Jimmy says you're a nutbag for playing with fairies. Let's go play army and the woods. Okay. That kind of stuff. The reason I'm bringing that up is I asked them, what is money? This last week, I worked with several kids. I said, what is money? And so I had enough of those questions out to kids, you know, just out in the public. And I tell them I have a radio show, and I say, hey, well, could you teach me what money is from your point of view? And the parents usually say, yeah, go ahead. This is a crazy guy, but let's keep doing this. Why do we use money? What is money? And they all would standardize because the government tells us. And then, of course, do you mind if I ask you some questions? Who is the government? What do you think their answer was? We have no idea. We have no idea, no clue. They don't even. So we're teaching our children to use money because we're supposed to use money, is basically what these kids are saying. We don't know why we're using money. We're just told we have to use money, means of exchange. Anyway, that's my great passion, as always, is to find us a better trading process. And if we can't, let's just rip it out from underneath their feet anyway. That's the way I see it. Thank you for calling in, everybody. Please keep coming. Annette and Tom, husband from Florida on line one. Let's see. Question, is state national paperwork needing to be done? Please define that state national paperwork. I assume sovereignty. Go ahead, Annette.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very much for taking our call. Love to all of you. So we have been hustling to get our state national.
Wait a minute. Did you say aloha?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Did you say aloha?
I didn't hear what you
did
said.
Did you say aloha?
No, I said hello, hello, hello.
Hello to you. Okay. Nice and slow now. Nice and slow, girl.
Okay. So we've all been hustling to get our Floridian state national status paperwork done so that we're free of the corporate government. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work. So we were just wondering if you have a group of lawyers that are going to help through the TASA program for everybody to get their status.
Right. So the very great question. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you who on the team is leading that one, but we have proofed that one pretty well. And one of the PRQ members really loves this one. And we feel we can do that concurrently with the land patents. I've watched that one. That one's not really that exciting to me. I absolutely agree with the need for it. Don't get me wrong. I don't like identity at all. So it doesn't really motivate me, but I'm in full agreement that sovereignty, if we're going to identify ourselves to any entity, we should have control of it. So I'm a huge fan of this process. Very big fan of this.
Okay.
Concurrently, I feel the land patent should take precedent because we can tell everybody who and what we are and not have a mailbox on our own land, and everybody can. Wouldn't you say that if I have a safe place to live, the rest of it's kind of semantics? So that's why.
Absolutely.
The priority within our team, at least, and for all the people coming forward, they're like, well, wait a minute, this thing's done. If I just, my kids can have a, no, they'll always have land, wouldn't they?
Perfect. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. No, I mean, most of us, don't really like our kids, but if I have 160 acres, I can get them over on the other side of the property. I don't have to visit them, right?
We were just trying to take away their fake power.
Yeah. So you see, it absolutely. So if you're in the system with identity, you're in the system with identity. So obviously, so I'm encouraging people to just make their own little worlds, their own dimensions. Because that's the power you have now. And when you're with your question though, why do you think it's so important to be a state national? Why a state national? That confuses me a bit.
Because that is the way that the process is set up, that you get to be wherever, what state you choose to reside in. Eventually, I agree with you that there shouldn't be borders, but at this particular time, I guess we're all going back to republic, so we have to have a system by which people can start to reclaim their sovereignty, without using that word, like they're man or woman free.
You just proved to me that you're not from Florida. You know how I know that?
Okay.
Because you said process.
Okay. Did you? Correct, yes.
You're Canadian, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
That is
all
correct.
So,
good job.
Okay, so you don't have any skin in the game then, really, do you? Canadian trying to tell Americans what to do? Come on now.
I left there. It's even scarier there.
Yeah, I spent some time up there year before. I wanted to get right in the mix during whatever you guys are calling the flu thing you guys had going on with vaccines and stuff. And I got in the mix there and just said, I mean, how many people are actually people and how many are cloned and how much aliens are in people and aren't? And I was like, man, this is tough. And I chose British Columbia. Pretty tough hit up there. And Australia probably got the worst on the planet, but man, that one was right up there. I commend you for your passion for being free. I commend you. I like this concept, but I'm encouraging people to not make it this. If it's tough to do, it's probably not right, is it? You know, if it's a lot of work to amend our identity to a state or a local government or a legacy government, if it's a lot of work, it'll start feeling really icky in you. Does that make sense?
It is. And we're worried about people that can't afford it or don't have the education level
so that,
to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tricky stuff. You got to have, in one phone call, I can talk to everybody. So, you know, working, you know, being able to talk to a Bobby Kennedy or somebody like that who's had massive amount of law background, legal background. We all have talked about this so many times. Like, why don't we just get you free on your own land and you can decide what you are, where you are, and how you are? Doesn't that sound like a solution? And you can tell. And so when I show up at your front door, you can say, get the hell out of here. And if you don't, I'm going to have a U.S. Marshal arrest you. That means you, State Patrol. That means you, local government. That means you, Sheriff. You guys can do whatever the hell you guys are doing out there. We don't care. But if you come on my land, I'm going to shoot you, and you're not going to put me in prison. Now, I would never shoot anybody. I'm just being facetious. But it's really our right to live on this planet. Is that a fair statement?
Agreed. Agreed, 100%.
Yeah. So, I feel that's going to be my solution for many of these issues. Identity is only needed when you go off your land, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Tom has a question that's sort of related. If you could ask
Tom.
It.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. Let's do this.
All right.
Thank you so much for doing this.
And thank you. We're looking on this 60-acre homestead for the people, and I'm in favor of, you know, breaking up these corporate farms and do family farms. Do people, are they entitled to 160 acres per person, or is it 320 per family, or is it?
I have all the publications ready to give you guys. I'm just hesitant. There's a lot of people that are good at this. I'm not the only one, but the fact that I have a team around me helps me a lot, that's passionate about this. So a lot of those kind of questions will be answered when I deliver the packet to all of you. What I've found in all the homesteads, by the way, the United States homestead, if defended, has never been overturned, thousands and thousands of them in the United States of America. No American citizen has ever lost a homestead if he could understand that he owns a homestead and is the rightful deed and understands how to, you know, work with it. 160 acres was to be the standard for each individual. Okay. So I'm John Jones. I went and declared the latitude and longitude, and I said, this is where I'm going to live, 160 acres. And you turned it into Bureau of Land Management and the federal processing system. I think probably back then it was about $6. I think today, if you did, it might be $25, $30. Anyway, so you got 160 acres. And now when your kids grew up or your wife was estranged, she could go homestead too. So that's how it was intended to work. Now, some of the geographies don't, so let's say you're in the corner of a state, a territory, forgive me. If you're in a corner of a territory, so let's say you're all the way in the farthest northeast section of Maine, you might not have 160 acres. So they would let homesteads be like 152 acres because you ran out of land and it overcame water or lakes or something. But if you did homestead in this instance, if you did homestead with a lake on your property, that is your lake. So it's very, wow, very interesting. It's very interesting how, if you look at the territory boundaries, so get really invested with built. So as we go along here, really start understanding the web page and Bureau of Land Management. Get really comfy with that web page because you can pull a homestead territory right now where you're living right now. Now, what we're really working on is, do I kick everyone off my homestead? Right. Am I going to be an asshole? And that's what we're kind of playing with now is, I found a really bad dude and I'm going to go ahead and take his land because he's only quit claim deed of trusted his land, so to speak. I'm making fun of the bank terms. So we're going to go ahead and kick him off his land so that you guys can feel comfortable not to kick people off their land. It's to prove that they don't have highest form of title and may not even take possession of the land. I'm just saying, I'm showing you that the way to procure land, own land, is to shut down the real estate industry as well. The real estate industry is absolutely designed, engineered, not only to harvest greed and scumbags. Forgive me, all you beautiful real estate agents, you're beautiful people. But it was design engineered so you wouldn't understand anything that I'm saying. So anyway, I'm sorry I was so long-winded. Is there another question you have, Tom?
No, we have done that ourselves already in our farm. We have done it and did the whole process, but it was very expensive.
Yeah, and so I'm going to make it free. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it free.
That's great.
That's what we're going to do. We're all tuckered out. Let's get her done. Thank you for your question.
Wonderful.
I love you guys.
Love to you.
I love you guys.
And our Queen of Hearts, wherever she is today, and Asha.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I got a line. Let's see. I got someone from Bulgaria. Let's see what this question is. Ooh, I'm running short on time here. Gary online for a question regarding evaluation of currency. Ooh, this sounds really fun. Okay, what is the regarding evaluation of currency question? Mr. Akon?
Yes. Hi.
Sean?
Hello. Greetings.
Sean? Say your name for me so I know what it
is. Hi, how are you?
Supposed to sound like. I'm beautiful.
I've called a couple of times already. About this.
Yeah. How are you, beautiful person?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Okay. Blessings and love from Bulgaria. And I know many people from around the world are in different conditions, and I listen very carefully to all your transmissions that you've been giving us for the last 1 year. And I'm trying to comprehend everything that is going on the internet about this particular revaluation, reclamation, equalization of currencies and all of that. Because, you know, all the governments are very corrupt, especially here in Europe. It's the same everywhere. So it's almost impossible to try to do any business right now. And some of us are in a situation where we cannot pay rent, we cannot barely pay the bills. So I'm looking for a solution, and I know all of your cute team is working very, very hard. But if you have any ideas for what we can do here in Europe and about this topic about land ownership, how is it going to happen here, plus the financial side of things, all those resources that was supposedly, allegedly confiscated by the white hats from the Vatican, from the City of London, all of that stuff. How is it going to be redistributed? Is there going to be redemption centers? And how is it going to work?
Very good. Thank you for your question. I'll go ahead and move on to the next caller, but I'm going to answer I want to make sure I get to the next caller, but I'll answer your question statement. What I feel we're ready to do is standardize homesteading around the world. Not just in America. And so you got to remember the homestead laws in America were basically cut and pasted from your experiences out in Europe. Nothing's really changed. Okay. Your local governments are older in Europe, we could argue. For me, there's no such thing as time, so it's difficult. When I look at 2,000 years, it looks like a week to me. So forgive me being flip on that. But so you've built up local government very, very, very nicely in Europe, and now we're gonna get the opportunity to break it down once you take your land back. And so I think that's the very first step is. So we'll standardize on that, and the reevaluation of your currency is going to come. We'll have to align with it because you can't actually measure the value of land. You can't act because your money is worthless anyway. It's just a Ponzi scheme. So I'm always curious why anybody cares about money. Why do we need money at all when I just go to my neighbor and he's got a goat and I want the goat milk and you have a shingle and he needs roofing material. It's a facade. All money is a facade. It's an absolute biggest joke on humanity. It's a trick. And it's a very ancient alien trick. It was designed and engineered on other planets, and it's my great passion to destroy it. And doing it by using it. Let me get on to another caller, but please keep calling in, okay, because I do want to talk to you about deeper things, especially regarding Bulgaria. Forgive me for moving on to the next caller.
Yes.
I want to get to one more person. Yes. Thank you for your love.
Yes, you have my coordinates in email, so if you decide to call me during the week, we can do this,
yes,
and we can discuss this
please
further.
Yep. Thank you. Everyone who reaches out to me, make sure you have a phone number. And I want to move on, BBS Radio, I want to move on to Suzanne from New York on line two. What is that song? Let's see. Suzanne, that's Toto. Yeah, Toto did a Suzanne song. Suzanne from New York on line two. It says, clarification needed on Bliss from last week. Ooh, did I get another one?
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, I love you. Thank you for taking my call.
I love you. Maybe you didn't hear me. Maybe you didn't hear me. I love you.
Oh, I feel it. I know you.
Go on.
I feel it. Thank you. Thank you for the.
I'm starting to believe you guys. You actually do remember me.
I know you talk to me when I talk to you.
I know.
Okay. I just want a big hug. You know what I'm feeling.
Let's go. What do you want to do? How do you want to play today?
Okay. Last week, because I know you're running out of time, last week you spoke about this queen. So could you tie it into this? I've had experiences of bliss where I was in bliss all that is and felt nothing else but that stunning beauty. And I've had feelings of bliss and at the same time aware of my body. Is that what you're talking about with the this queen layer? Is that pushing through the layer, that feeling?
Or there you go. Oh, I knew if I said it, someone would help me put it together. That is exactly right. So that's where I live every day here. Imagine that. Imagine being at a level of an orgasm all day, every day. What would that be like? Now, I'm not saying physical orgasm. I'm saying the state of being when you're having an orgasm. It's completely different. To be like in a very peaceful place, but perfectly neutral and perfectly happy. Is that what you're explaining to me?
Yes. And how do you sustain it? Yes.
How do you sustain it now, right? So, okay. Now, I didn't say I can sustain it every day and all day when I'm interacting with everyone because I get in their stuff and I want to be a support. But for the most part, that peaceful place you found is our normal place of existence. And so that's what I'm saying. And the children that help me that don't have hindrances and adults, that Visqueen model I gave you is some of us are getting through it and then popping back. So it's almost like a rubber band. I call them the rubber band people over the years. So is that kind of where you're at too? You kind of go, oh my God, I got it. And I've been looking for it ever since. Is that correct?
100%. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now it's my opinion, if you just keep working with yourself, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Must be verbal. That's my suggestion. That's the tool. I don't want to make everybody a freak, a crazy person, run around. Hey, I command my spirit in the grocery store. That's not my goal. It just works. When you start talking to Source, God, it just works. Is that what you've experienced?
Yes, 100%. It's that simple, which you have stated makes it confusing. So I observe going in my mind and then sort of slap myself and go back into my heart and feel it again. It's beautiful.
Right. So it's really, so that's the only value I really bring here is I have my memories back and I know it. So I know what it's like to be in another human. That's the only thing I'm doing for you is I know what it's like to not be in this type of human. I know what it's like to be on other planets. I know what it's like to be in an animal. I know what it's like to be all over this universe is the only value I bring to you. And you just explained it to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And you bring so much more value. Our captain and organizing structure.
Okay. I hope to hear that. I've got to wrap this up. And I love BBS Radio. And I love you. And I love you. And I love you. Thank you for helping me. As you taught everybody. Beautiful, beautiful day to you all. Have an incredible day, all of you. My love to you all.